your world. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
1910 on the line. Indeed, I am joined by COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks. Matthew, good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time. Hi, Matthew, you there?
Hi, how's it?
Brilliant. How are you, Matthew?
Okay, and you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Let's get right into it here. The call at NEDLAG urging employers to allow workers to vote on May 29th. I would think this is not a call that has to be made.
Sorry, just let me get through here for a second.
I'm saying that this is a call that's being made at NEDLAG for employers to allow workers to vote on May the 29th. I'm a little bit disappointed that this has to be a call that is explicitly made.
Yeah, look, it's a call made not in vacuum, but out of experience. We've had, and you're right, it shouldn't have to be made. It should be assumed that we're a constitutional democracy. Everybody's got that right, and that right is respected by everybody. But we've experienced many, many times but that's not the case, that we have some employers who undermine the right of workers to go and exercise the rights to vote. We have instances of practical difficulties too, where, for example, workers who work at restaurants, the shift might close at 9 o'clock at night. The voting station closes at 7 p.m. What do they do? So that's a practical issue. But also we have difficulty where some workers are essential. There may be police officers, defense force personnel, anybody who might be working on election day, contributing. So we need to make sure those workers are aware that they too themselves are voters and how can they go and apply for a special vote. There are workers who perform an essential duty in the private sector, like truck drivers transporting food. They may be far away from their home, so they also need to apply for a special vote. There are also workers who might simply out of desperation want to work, like waitresses, because waitresses earn a huge commission on tips on public holidays on weekends. They may not be able to afford not to work, so they'll also cast a special vote. And then we have a category of people who magically are not able to go to a voting station. They may be bedridden, they might be sick, might be recovering from operation, whatever the story might be. They can also apply for a particular special vote with the IS who will come to the home on election day and allow them to cast a vote from home. So we want to make sure everybody has the right to vote. The closing date is on this Friday, the 3rd of May. They can register via SMS or online, or they can go to the IS office in the municipality to arrange for themselves. And if they can't go physically because they're not well, they can get a family member to go on their behalf as well to register for a special vote for them. So the idea is that everybody should be able to vote. Democracy belongs to everybody. We want everyone to participate in it at the end of the day.
I must ask you, Matthew, here, when it comes to special votes as well, of course, the application has to happen there. You need a very special permission. I'm wondering if, we are finding ourselves in an environment where employees have to be explicitly told and formal communication that no matter what your role is, if you're expected to apply for special vote, then that's exactly what needs to be done. And even the steps, to do that, enabling that. And if an employer doesn't take those necessary steps, it is as good as them not making the option available for their employees.
Yeah, so I think it's a couple of issues. One is about voter education, because not everybody will be aware of it. Not everybody will know the closing date is 3rd of May. They won't know that you can go to the IEC website, which is elections.org.za, and register there. They won't know that you can send an SMS to the IEC or that you can go to the municipal office. So I think one thing is about making people aware. One is about employers really avoiding the need for staff to come into work on election day. Rather, allow them the day off. But if you can't, rather have two shifts. If you're going to have workers working afternoon, for example, make transport available to take them home so they can get home timely to go to their voting station near the house. And I think also to make sure that employers also play that role to talk to their staff and say, guys, you can apply for a special vote. I'm encouraging you to do so. Here's how you can do it. And ultimately, we all have different political views. You might vote for party A, I might vote for party Y. But ultimately, we want everyone to participate. That's been the uniqueness of South Africa's democracy. It's been inclusive. Everyone's voice is heard. Everyone's voice is respected. And all of us need to help make sure everybody has a chance on May 29th to go and vote. So right now, let's make sure everybody who hasn't registered for a special vote, who needs to do so, they should do so by Friday.
Does it matter, Matthew, how people are employed, whether they're permanent workers, contract workers, temp workers? It might result in employers saying you can go vote on the 29th of May, but it also means no pay.
Yeah, look, I mean, so the IEC culture is not complicated. It's just simply, and it's on good faith, that whatever your challenge is, you can't vote on election day. They'll accept the bona fides of that. So that's a good thing. You don't need to go and prove to the IEC why you can't vote. You just need to go and say, I can't vote. Please make a special vote available to you. They will do so gladly. And we encourage as many people to do so as possible. So it doesn't matter whether you're permanent or casual. As long as you can't vote, go to your voting station on election day, then you have the right to go and apply for a special vote. So I think the IEC is trying to make it as simple as possible to be as inclusive as possible as well.
Wonderful, Matthew. Thank you for taking us through this one. I think an important one here, specifically for that day. We're a month away. And you did say, Matthew, the closing date for those special vote applications, that's the 3rd of May.
Yes, this Friday. So close the business this Friday. People need to go. And people rather go and register and not. Rather be safe than sorry. And I'd rather do it by Thursday. Let's not avoid doing it on Friday because you never know, the systems can crash. You know, there's a flood or a stampede to do so.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Matthew Parks. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That was COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks there, really giving us the ins and outs. You have until the 3rd of May at close of business to ensure that you do apply for that special vote. I still am of the opinion that you know, a responsible employer at this point has sent an email out explicitly, no matter where people work, or has you know, put up a sign on a notice board or gone out into the floor and spoken to everybody and let people know that you are expected to work on the 29th of May. And as a result, please do apply for a special vote. It's not a given anywhere. You know, elections don't come around often enough for people to always know how it might work. And, you know, in the 4 years or 5 years an election comes, people may be new to an environment. It's just important and responsible and prudent for employers to make sure that they are on top of it in terms of giving their employees the option, specifically if it's going to impact their ability to get paid for that day. We know for many people, many South Africans out there, losing out on a day's wages has absolutely, you know, material impact on their ability to make it through a month or to make it through a fortnight or a week or however frequently they're paid. And so I do think that in this case, the onus does rest on employees and employers rather to make it known to employees that the option is available to them, what the option is, what the steps are. If the employees are not used to using the internet, making sure that they're able to then, you know what options are available to them, just being a responsible corporate environment. I think it's the bare minimum that can be done for South Africans on this day. It's 18 minutes past 7.